Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I am Michael.
And I'm Jay.
And I'm Rob. So we are back. We have been gone for months. We've been gone for a long time. And we are recording in a new location today, as I'm sure you can hear. We are actually sort of outside. We are in an enclosure that has an open door. So you're going to hear these crickets in the background.
We have three walls.
Yeah, there's three walls at the moment.
It's a nature podcast.
Dude, the crickets are loving this.
Also, we have our biggest fan here in the audience. She decided to come hang out with us tonight. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Okay, so the whole point of this podcast today is we are actually going to talk about what we've been up to in the last few months since we haven't been doing any podcasts. We have been insanely busy and being very creative as much as we possibly can. So the first thing we're going to talk about is Josh, Michael, and myself have started a business called Triple Helix. This business is essentially a creative powerhouse for everything that we can, anything we can think of, anything that we want to create. Right now, we are writing some novels. So the story that we're writing right now is called Aurora's Whispers. Basically, I'll give you just a real quick one-sentence summary of what it's about. It is basically about a man who will give up everything just to spend one more day with his daughter. That is all we're giving away right now. You can find out more on our website, triplehelix.media. Go there and check it out. Also, with Triple Helix, we are writing many novels. We're writing novels, short stories.
Novellas.
Novellas. Feel free to throw in some stuff here,
some
too.
Some poetry.
I had an idea for a Hallmark card the other day or something like it.
A Hallmark card?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't remember it. I should have wrote it down. That's the thing.
That's the thing, man. We can have people be like, hey, we need you to make this for us. And then we're like, we got it, especially if it deals with writing. Mm-hmm. And then we'll send it to you.
Also, this book's like, not to give too many spoilers, but it's super good.
Yeah, it's definitely a tearjerker. It's a roller coaster of emotions. And I've got to be honest, when I was writing one of the chapters, I had to stop probably about five times because I couldn't see the computer screen through the tears. I was crying when I was writing one of these chapters.
It's always good to get in your character's head when you're writing and everything.
Yeah.
And also, I really like the way that we're doing this. We're coming together. We're figuring out the synopsis of what we're going to be writing. We're going to agree on what we're writing. Then we go out and write it. Then we come back together and we edit it. And we're going to try and figure out a way to make it all seem like it was all one writer, seamless, like all one style. Mm. And
which kind of makes sense. It goes along with the Triple Helix idea that there's three coming together to make one living being, you know, and that's what our art's going to be.
And it makes it so much easier when you have three people putting in the work instead of just one person.
And it's a very collaborative effort.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Also, look for this in any of a lot of the books, especially if you see that I, Michael, created the idea. We all created the story together pretty evenly. But anything with my name on the creation portion of it, know that you're going to find lots of hidden layers and symbols and significance of numbers. That's all I'll say on that because I'm obsessed with it. So that's kind of my signature thing.
You are obsessed with it. And it's good though, because it's something that you're very interested in, and you're researching it, and then you're sharing it with the rest of us. So, and that's really awesome.
Yeah. So look at that when you're reading the book, and maybe if you have to go through a second time, because it adds to the story in ways that don't affect the story. It's still a good story, I believe, but it's just a little bonus, little cookies in there and stuff. But all three of us we were discussing a while back how we have our own little signature things we're going to do in our writing. And I don't know if you guys want to discuss them at this point, but I just thought just for this next book, look for that, because we've all worked really hard on putting lots of layers of information in here that would be a nice little mental tease and fun for all readers, because even our serious stuff is going to be fun. It's kind of what we're about, different types of fun and information within what we do. What else are we doing as far as projects? I'm trying to think, other than writing books and novellas and poems and apparently Hallmark cards.
Obviously, we're doing this. Eventually, we're going to move from just audio podcast to video podcast.
Mm. That is true. We are actually recording a video podcast right now. We are attempting it with one camera at the moment, but we're working on getting that set up.
Our new location?
Well, I was going to say, before we get to that, I was going to say that we have, there's other things that are going on with Triple Helix that we're going to do. We are going to have video production. And we're not talking about the commercials that you see on TV. We're actually going to... Michael's drinking his energy drinks. That has not changed, by the way, you guys. That has not changed. We're actually going to do... we're going to make TV shows, and we're going to make short films, and we're going to make short skits. We're also going to do music videos, and talk shows. If you have an idea and you want us to produce it, we will do that. We are a production company that will make whatever you need besides commercials. we're not going to shoot ads unless it's a mock ad.
Which, do you have any of your stuff up right now? Or
yeah, man, it's, can go to, we got all of that stuff up. It's on,
we have a bunch up on YouTube right now. Can you put a link on our website?
Yeah, I'll put links, in the description of this episode. And you'll see it on our website, and you can find that on iTunes and pretty much any podcast app that you use. It should have the description in there and the link, so you can click on that and go check out all the videos that we've made so far. And then, you know, we'll constantly be updating them.
Yeah. Also, were you going to say something?
No, you're good.
I saw your finger go up.
I was going to move on, but no, go ahead.
It seems like we're shamelessly plugging here and advertising, but it's because we're going to branch off in many things. And, also, for the people that enjoy listening to us, we're going to give you guys a chance to get your stuff out there as well.
Yes.
We really are trying to have fun and expand different things, so we're kind of busy on a lot of stuff. So forgive us if we get behind on a podcast episode here and there, because I predict that might happen.
Right.
But if you check the web pages that you will explain in a second, all the different links and stuff that are on there, you'll realize there's a lot of exciting stuff that you can dig into. And with the three of us right now expanding into what we're expanding into, there's a lot of really good content that will be coming soon. And Rob, take the mic.
Well, I don't think you should necessarily apologize for, it's not necessarily shameless plugs. We're trying to let everybody know what we're doing.
Yeah. And we're talking about what we're doing and that, like, where we're going
and the new location. Because we were talking about, moving into production and becoming a production company.
Right. We're
and
setting,
not just a creative company.
Right. We are setting up a new location. We're having that. We're renovating that at the moment. We're getting, we're knocking out walls and
there's going to be
staircases and stuff.
Yeah. There's going to be one where we're going to have to cut through the floor or ceiling, whichever way you want to see. We're going to put a staircase in.
Spiral staircase. So we're going to be all fancy.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we're called Triple Helix. Got to have a helix somewhere in our office. So, yeah, there's going to be, it's just a partial wall where they have a couple of closets or wardrobes. Those are going to come out and extend the room bigger. We're going to have to put in a staircase, so we'll have two big rooms. Downstairs will be a small kitchenette and everything, and an area that we'd be able to do any recording for ourselves or for anybody else who wants to use our studio. And upstairs we'll have an area where we can do other recordings, where we'll be able to move things around and have sets. So we'll have two large rooms and our new location in order to do a lot of the stuff that we're trying to piece together right now. Right. It's just going to make it easier to do what we're already doing.
Right. And it's really, really exciting. This is a very exciting time for us because we're growing, we're building, and we're creating. And one of the things that I want to get back to, something that Michael was talking about, was collaboration. We not only want to collaborate with each other, but we also want to collaborate with you. If you have something that you want done or you want to work with us, come and send us a message. Come hang out with us. We will work with you to make things. That's what we want to do, is just make stuff. We want our business to be the place where all kinds of creators can come and collaborate. We want to work together and build with each other. We're not going to compete with you. We want to work with you. We want to build.
Well said. And that's what I was trying to say a moment ago, but I didn't really get to that point because I'm spacey like that. Is that we're not just advertising right now. We're showing you guys all the things that we're going to do. In addition to that, the things we can do together and the interactions we're going to have. And I think that we're going to build a family from the ground up. And we're getting a lot of good feedback from a lot of the stuff that we've been doing. And a lot of the, if you want to say trailers, the small stuff we're putting out in different genres. And we're getting a lot of support from that. And it'd be nice to see us blow up and you guys blow up with us and have fun and interact. And anything you guys want to produce or put out, like Rob was just stating, do that. Check out all these facets, because it's fun for us to grow together in this company.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to just be another company where we're out there producing stuff and making money or something, which is always a plus.
But it's all about the creation and the collaboration. It's about people.
And we realize that a lot of more of the creativity is out there than was what is in this room.
Right.
And so we want to reach out to you guys. We want you guys to reach out to us and build these things together and have fun, and let us help you help us. Help you help us. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Jerry Maguire.
Yes. So just check in all that, and Rob's going to give you the details in a second, but that's the idea of what we're trying to do, is grow together as a community, as a society. See what grows out of this, because Triple Helix is not limited by certain things that we do in different genres. Like, we'll do YouTube videos and all these things. It's just really getting out there and just really meeting people, having fun with people, and just most importantly, above all else, creating.
Absolutely.
As a community.
Absolutely.
Building off each other.
And to add on to what Michael was saying, you did say that something about trailers. And that was something that I forgot to mention, was that what we're going to do is, we're for these books that we're writing, we're going to make movie trailers for the books to sell the book. All of our projects, we want to be multimedia. We want a book that works with a video, that works with an audio clip, sample, whatever, or videos, pictures. Like, we want all this stuff to work together. Now, going somewhere else with this, that's going to be, what are you wanting me to talk about? Because you said Rob's going to explain this in a minute.
Basically, just go over the details of what's on the webpage, as far as what they can look for. So if they're going to the webpage, because they may only know us from just plain nonsense.
Right.
So to go into all the things that we have now and that we will have as we're developing, because we're in the early stages right now, which keep that in mind when you're going through the webpage. Rob just built it by himself. And Rob is a very extremely talented guy.
Thank you.
But he's on his own on this one. And with limited resources, he
not
had
totally
before.
On his own.
with the production side, we're you know, Josh knows a lot. Jay knows more than I. But he's teaching and spreading out the skill level so we can aid with him. But this man is so talented, and you won't brag on this yourself, so I'm going to do it on the air here, which kind of helps give you an idea that you guys should go to us anytime you need with your production needs. Because with limited resources, he's produced such amazing things, and now he's got more resources, and now it's just growing. If you're wanting to do a movie trailer for a film festival or for anything out there, reach out to him, because each one of us has our own job, and you'll see that as you go through the webpage, what we're good at. Check it out and look at his work, because you'll see that he's actually, this is more than just advertising. This is him trying to get out and help you guys get your stuff out there, and let's just have fun. Let's build new friendships. And that carries over with Josh with his writing. Josh is a phenomenal writer.
Absolutely.
It's insane the way he can carry a dialogue, or just the way he can move you through a situation. It's incredible. So get with him on the writing stuff. And then now
I'm going to brag on Michael, since he's bragging on all of us. This dude is insanely, insanely creative. So he'll come to me probably 3 or 4 times a week, and probably, I'm sure Josh too, with new ideas that he's got. So we have what, 15 storybook ideas that we're working
with? We're up to 19 now, if you include short stories.
We have 19
novellas.
19 story ideas and book ideas that we're working with right now. And I would say 97% of them were created by Michael. It's like his brain is constantly running and he doesn't stop.
Yeah, it's not just his creativity, it's also his openness.
Absolutely.
You know, Rob and I have ideas also, and we've both kept them close to the chest. And we'd have a lot more if we were open. I'm not dogging on Rob, I'm dogging on myself right now.
Right.
I have a whole binder at home where it's like, maybe I'll bring this, you know. And, you know, Mike's always willing to help people, and I think all of us are. And, I mean, we are a company that we are trying to make money, but that's not our goal.
Right.
Absolutely. Great point, because it leads into the thought of,
we're not doing it pro bono, but it's also like we're not.
Which I think that's a concern most people have when they want to get somebody with production or something. They're still working on getting the legality of it right. And by all means, for sure. I mean, if that's what you're waiting on, absolutely. If you want to start doing work with us. But just know that we make ourselves vulnerable to each other. And that's what makes it great, because then we build together. It's like there's always some little piece missing. So when you come to somebody like us, we might help you add to it. You can trust us on your own will. That's on you. But that's kind of what we were kind of getting at with. I do it with the company. We're starting to do it with each other a lot, is we make ourselves vulnerable, because that's what a real friendship is. And that's how a real company should work, is that
Absolutely.
When you come together, you're not going to share anything. You're not going to add your idea to somebody else's. You're very specific about keeping things. Each thing is its own plant, each project, right? So we grow that plant, we nurture it, and we feed it, we give it the light, we give everything that it needs between all of us that may be missing before when you're working on your own. So if you have an idea and you want to produce it, even if it seems simple, just go ahead and put it out there, bring it to us, and we'll work on it, and we'll see what happens with it. Doesn't hurt, right?
Absolutely. Now, and also to go along with that, I feel like a lot of people might be afraid that we're trying to steal your ideas, and that is absolutely not true. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on is being 100% honest, transparent, and completely humble about. Can I brag on being humble? Is that a thing?
Well, let's just do what we have done and just give the mic to somebody else when they want to brag on somebody, because it's apparently what we just did. But look, that's what I was saying with the whole plant analogy, is that each thing will be its own plant.
Right.
And we'll give it each thing that it needs. You may be feeding it properly, but you may not have the light. You know, you may not have
right.
the nutrients, the right kind of soil, and you may have a great soil, but we have a new kind of soil or a new thing to add to it, to pollinate it or whatever. We may add bees to it. You know, there's all these crazy things seems simple when you're looking at a plant that you may have missed in your writing.
Right.
So if you bring something to us, we will help you grow this together. Whatever your dream is, whatever your product is, let's have some fun with it and let's grow it together. And whatever our words were to you guys, which probably isn't anything because you wouldn't know us at that point. If you just want to take a shot with it, maybe you don't have the financial means, or you do have the financial means. We just have fun. If you trust in us, that's a big deal to us, and we kind of get off on that. You know, we like when people want to come to us and trust us to help them with something like that, to help make their dream into a Rob will produce it and make it a visual. Josh will help, Jay will help write it. I'll help add some thoughts to it, and we'll just feed it together and let's grow it and have some fun. I mean, so even if it's something for YouTube, something for a commercial, you're wanting to pitch an idea and you're wanting to go into a contest or a film festival, bring it to us, man. We got you.
Right.
I think basically what everything's being boiled down to, we're kind of rambling at this point.
Yeah, we are.
Is if you have the action, we have the lights and the camera, so bring it to us.
I like that. Boom. That's good.
See, that was more Triple Helix interaction there.
Yep. Our slogan on our Triple Helix website is create, inspire, entertain. Those are the three main things that we want to do with this company. We want to create. We want to create together. We want to create with everybody else. We want to inspire. We want people to be encouraged and inspired to create on their own, to go out and do the things that you feel like that you need to do, that you want to do. And we want to entertain. We want you to have fun and enjoy what it is that we're creating.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is supposed to be a podcast on what we've been doing in the interim since the
I mean, that was pretty much, podcast. That was a lot of what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a lot of that is what we're going to be doing.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what have we been doing individually?
Okay.
Let's go ahead and start with you, Michael. What have you been doing?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Unless you want me to move on to Jay over there.
Yeah. How about we go the opposite, counterclockwise? Or
all right. Let's start with Jay.
Okay. So, basically, I've been on a vacation. My fiance just had our baby.
Yay! So, congratulations, buddy.
I'm lucky enough to have a job that had paternity leave, so I got to take some time off.
Right.
And we road tripped across the country with four kids, one of them being a newborn, but it was a lot easier than a lot of people were thinking. But we stopped the Grand Canyon, went out and saw my uncle in California, and went to Legoland, and then we went and saw the Sequoias.
I've always wanted to go to Legoland. You and I were talking about that the other day, and I'm like super jealous.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I was disappointed at, but I mean, it didn't make sense, is that there wasn't any like adult rides. And adults could ride on all of them, but I mean, the roller coasters were very, very simple, basic, kids can go on type of deal. And
they weren't stimulating for adults.
Well, I mean, they kind of were. There was one that
he's talking about. There was nothing to get the adrenaline going.
Yeah. There was one
like
where
40 story drops and stuff like that.
Had a big rise and then one big drop and it went up and then it's kind of went back and forth. But the way that the cart was made and the way that the track was, it looked like I was about to go off the edge and it turned real quick. So, I mean,
it would be a little scary.
I don't really have a fear of heights, but it got like a fear of heights going up on me. So
got a little pee out.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't really those fast turns and loops and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I had a blast, a bunch of nostalgia. And if I could have had all the money in the world, I would have bought everything, you know.
You did take a lot of money. You bought a bunch of stuff. You said that money, you weren't even keeping track of what you were spending or anything when you went there.
Well, I was the first half of the
day. Right. But once you got about halfway through, you're like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. You know, the kids want face paint. Yeah, let's get some face paint. Right. I told them all they could have at least one souvenir. And then there's a couple of souvenirs I got for myself. And
those are the best kind of vacations where you can go and you don't have to worry about, you're just like throwing money at everything. You're like, here, take my money.
Yeah. And the only reason that was, possible was I refinanced my house. It's a little personal, but this is how it's gone. I refinanced my house. That's how we purchased the new location.
Right.
And then the extra was for renovation and vacation. Right. So,
and we definitely thank you for that.
Yeah, I've been I've been very blessed on finances and that kind of stuff. And so that vacation. And then since I've been back, I've been working on the new location. That's what I was gonna get to.
Right.
But with that vacation and it being with a bunch of children, a lot of people wouldn't take on a project like that one. A lot of people wouldn't take their kids on a road trip because they think, you know, this is too hard.
Right.
And a lot of people, it seems, they won't do something that they've always wanted to do because this is a hard thing. Oh, this will happen. This will happen. This will happen. You know, all those things did. And then extra stuff that was, that could have been extra stressors, but I didn't let it affect me. And I knew it was going to be hard, but I also knew it was something that would never get done if I didn't do it.
That's absolutely true.
And so I got a whole bunch of crap for, I can't believe you're going to take a road trip with a newborn and all this other stuff. And I was like, yeah, but I've never done that before. You've also never done that before. And when I get back, you're the only one that's going to say you've never done it before.
That's a really good way to look at it.
That's really funny because I heard somebody make that remark about you. Like, that's not a good idea with a newborn. It's gonna be, they're not going to enjoy it. And then sure enough, you came back and
oh, man,
you
I absolutely enjoyed it. And that's how it would be. Is a lot of people will think, yeah, a lot of people will think that they won't enjoy it because there's going to be these hard things. But when you look back on it, you don't think, man, remember all those hard things? You think you remember back on it and say, do you remember how wide that Grand Canyon was? We need to go back there. We need to, you know, maybe go back to at a point where we can take a trip where we fly over it, or, you know, we can raft through it, or whatever.
You know, so I don't know your fiance, but from what I'm hearing, it sounds like you guys are awesome partners.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Okay. They are.
So I guarantee that that's what made that trip easy with a newborn is that you two are partners together. You're not having to fight each other. You're not battling each other. You're working together to enjoy the trip instead of me. It has to be all about me. You're working together to make sure that you were making sure she enjoyed it. She was making sure that you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that was, I just wanted to go off on that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that because that is 100% true. It's also 100% true on why I'm able to do a lot of the other things I'm able to do is because I have such a great support where, you know, she'll just get up and take care of the baby right away and not complain about it and not say, well, I can't believe he's, you know, still asleep, even though the baby is screaming, because I sleep hard a lot of times.
Right.
You know, and then there'll be times where if I'm awake and I hear the baby, I do my best to make sure she doesn't wake up at all, because I know most nights she's waking up with them.
Right.
And I also know, like, when we're recording a podcast here, she's not blowing up my phone asking when I'm going to be home and all that kind of stuff. She doesn't try and guilt me out the door. I can't believe you're going out with the guys and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm able to, you know, advance our position because, and she knows that I'm not just trying to do it for me. I'm trying to do it for her and our kids.
Right. And it's because you have that support system at home.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, I try and do everything for her and she tries to do everything for me. And we try,
that's
and
how it should be.
We try and outgive each other. And that is how it should be.
That's actually exactly how it should be.
Yeah. That's why I was able to go on the vacation. That's why I'm able to, renovate the house that I had, that I just purchased. So, and really the only reason that I mentioned, something personal, like, finances and everything is, because I'm a veteran, I got a VA loan, and I used the VA loan to refinance to get cash out, right?
Right.
And you're allowed to get up to 100% of your value of your home. And I'm saying this to other veterans out there. You are allowed to get 100%. If someone's telling you that they're only going to give you 90%, it's because it's the bank. Go to a different bank. You can get 100%. I had to ask 3 or 4 people.
Really?
You know, first they were telling me only 80%. Then they were telling me only 90%. And I kept telling, you know, I'm going to get 100%, until eventually the first person I asked that said they're only going to give me 80% said, hey, we just had a new policy change. We're doing 100% now. And I don't know if you necessarily believe that within that week and a half they had a policy change. But either way, I got 100%, because if you say, well, you're not offering the product I'm looking for because I can't get 100%, you will get it. So veterans out there, if you've used your VA loan, you can use it again. It's just going to be that the charge is going to be just slightly more than it was before for using it, but you can use your VA loan over and over and over again. And if you need cash out of your house, vets, you can get up to 100% refinance. Just make sure that you can afford the payment afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. So,
anyway. So the other thing I've been doing other than the vacation was, the renovation on our new location.
Right.
It's going to be 2 stories. There's going to be a little bit of some foundation work that needs to be done that is already in the process of being done. And like we were saying before, we're going to put a stairwell inside. That way you don't have to go outside to go to the...
to the upstairs.
The upstairs.
Right.
And we're going to add in a bathroom also. That was kind of some of the negative space that that stairs creates. But sweet. Either way...
pooping options. It's good.
Mm-hmm. No number 2s in the studio.
Yeah, so, yeah, our new location is, in the works right now. You know, we're gonna make it so it can either be an apartment later on if we're gonna sell, or if we want to rent it or whatever. But that's the other thing that I've been up to. The main thing.
I'm actually really excited about it. I have not seen this new location yet. You two have been working on it. Mostly you, Jay, but not me at all. I still haven't even seen it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a bad.
You've got your partner. Vlog going. Bring your camera. It'd be
Are we moving on to me now about stuff that I've been doing?
Well, I guess we are, but I'm just saying, bring your camera where it'll be good. It'll be good vlog day.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that. So some of the stuff that I've been working on since we've had this long break was that I started a vlog. I've been losing weight constantly. Like whenever Michael and I first started this podcast, I was probably up around 430 pounds or so. And then now I'm actually down to 370. What happened was in January, I went to this... I went to Gold's Gym and they started this challenge, and it was a 12-week challenge, and I just got hyper-focused on it, and I completely, like, that was all that consumed all my time, was just making sure I ate right and I worked out, and I lost 42 pounds in 12 weeks. But now my vlog is focused on inspiring people to make the right nutritional choices and actually work out and go to the gym. And it's also educational. It's teaching people about different things. Like sometimes we go and fly drones, and we go out for people's birthdays. The first vlog is I went out with Amanda for her birthday. I was celebrating her 21st birthday. But yeah, so that's one of the things I've been working on. And we're gonna incorporate that vlog a little bit into Triple Helix. We're gonna have like kind of a Triple Helix vlog, so you can go definitely check that out on the website once we get that all set up and put on there. One of the other things that I'm working on is we shot a video. I have a YouTube channel called Level Infinite, and this is apart from Triple Helix. It's not a part of it, but I shot a video with Michael and a couple other people, and actually Amanda was part of it. She was my little clapperboard person, the one who would do a little clapperboard. That's something I've been working on too. I've been editing that video, trying to get it done. It'll be released pretty soon. I can't think of anything else I've been working on.
Well,
now it's Michael's turn.
On the note of fitness,
yeah,
I went the other direction. I was about 30 pounds heavier of muscle, so I got out of shape and prioritized most of my time towards writing, and I've gotten obsessed with writing.
Yeah, and that is an understatement. He is very, very obsessed with writing.
So, if I can't speak in a way that's pleasant to people, at least I can write, you know. I've lost like 30 pounds of muscle, so I'm not this strong muscular guy anymore, but I wrote a lot of words.
A lot of words.
I've written many words.
And what's cool about this is that Michael actually hand writes every single thing that he does, and then he gives it to me and I have to type it.
And then Josh fixes all my grammatical errors.
Yep, and all my storytelling errors. So it's an awesome team that we have going on here. So anyway, go ahead. What were we talking about?
There's that, right? So right. The opposite of Rob won the fitness thing. mainly my focus has been writing. I'll get an idea for a new story or whatnot, and then I'll just write on that. It'll take my focus from what I was writing on.
Right.
And then I go down this like long rabbit hole of writing different things, and then I don't want to lose that thought. So then next thing you know, I spent 4 hours writing something that's not part of the original task that I gave myself to write that night.
Yeah, you do jump around from topic to topic.
Oh, yeah. My writing is a lot like my thinking pattern. It's a shotgun. It's just all over the place. But then... that's why we have a good team here, because we can pull these odd things together. This week, I'm working on this thing with our church where we're getting together school supplies and giving it to kids that are less fortunate. So that's consuming this week. But overall, it's just writing. That's it. That's been my world. That's why you guys are really going to enjoy it, because I put a lot of time into it. And I know we all have, actually.
Yeah, that's one of the things is that one of the main things we've been doing over the last couple of months is writing this book, this Aurora's Whispers book. That has consumed a lot of our time. And, just to give you an idea, this is how it works. Okay. So we have, 14 chapters approximately.
That's due to change.
Okay. Right. Well, right now we have about 14 chapters.
It's a novella. Yeah. No.
So, what we're doing is we will have a meeting. We'll come together and we'll talk about, all the different things that we want in each chapter. So we basically do an outline, and then each person goes off in their own space, whatever they want to do at home. If you want to go out to the lake. Whatever, if you want to sit on the roof of your house and write, that's what we do, is we write. Each person gets a chapter or two, depending on how motivated you are that week. Mm-hmm. So we do that, we write it, then we bring it back together, and then we read them to each other. We don't hand them off to each other. We actually read them out loud to each other. And actually, what I think for me personally is that has opened me up a little bit and brought us, I think it's brought us a little bit closer.
Yeah.
It's, it may sound strange, but reading to each other, I think, really opens you up.
Especially when you get to see the hidden areas of emotion that people don't usually put out with people that we're putting out, in this, right. that we're trying to create with these characters.
And you get to see the surprise on people's faces when you, when something that you've written surprises them, you get to actually feel their real reaction.
What I really like is how much power this, this story has. And of course this is biased because part of people writing it, but part of the group writing it. But even if we write the same thing, we'll sign it. And then in the week we come together with different ideas and we just somehow manage to mate all these ideas together.
Right.
And then to see what it produces. And sometimes it's this weird deformed baby that's actually really cool in a certain way. And then right. we just take and change the things that we didn't like. And then we create new ideas building off of each other.
Yep.
I really like the way we do things. It's interesting.
Yeah. And something else that's really cool that has actually happened. It's a strange phenomenon that's happened between, I've seen it happen between Michael and myself, is that we will both sit down to write the same part of a story, but Michael will write the beginning and I will write the end, but we didn't plan that. It just happened. So wherever Michael will start writing something and then where he ends, we'll give each other like 10 minutes to write. And where he ends, I've actually picked up and started writing from that point without even knowing it. So it's a very strange phenomenon that has happened with us multiple times.
It's like a drive-by. I'm driving us there and then we get ready to take the shot. And you're like, boom.
What are we shooting? Finished. We're not driving by houses and stuff, are we?
Not with literal guns or metaphorical guns.
Got it. Okay.
Metaphorical dead bodies.
Yeah. Word guns.
Myths. That's pretty much it. I got skinny. I write. And I'm handing out school supplies this week.
I got skinnier.
You did.
Hashtag one up.
Jay has out-skinnied me.
Yeah, but it took me a year to lose like the 35 pounds that I did since I stopped working out. So.
I've lost the 70 pounds, so I've got the skinniest.
Mm.
What up?
Yeah,
this isn't going in
the You've been doing life better than all of us right now, health-wise.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've been doing, because I've been so busy doing all kinds of stuff.
I started peeing standing up again, so...
That's good.
Being more proactive in my life.
You know this is getting cut out, right?
I hope so. Just talking. So, yeah, you guys both outskated me, so good job on that. Anyway, pancakes.
What about pancakes?
Let's just dive into a conversation about pancakes.
What about them?
I could talk about pancakes all day.
I would love some pancakes right now. Actually, I'm more of a French. I'm more of a French toast girl.
Do you put
girl.
Peanut butter on your pancakes?
Yes.
Okay, that's a situational kind of basis there.
That should be a yes every time.
So the situation is whether you have pancakes or not.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the situation.
No. When I was bulking and I got really huge, I would eat pancakes and I'd put peanut butter because it's a protein opportunity.
Protein and carbs.
Mm-hmm. And then it'd make me thirstier, so I'd drink twice as much milk.
Mm-hmm.
2%, by the way, that's the milk I enjoy. That whole
I'm a 1%er.
To me, it's just not enough milk. 2% is perfect. Whole milk is just like cream. And it doesn't really quench my thirst.
This is supposed to be a topic about pancakes.
That's right. Pancakes. So,
we're about to get on some Bailey's. That's also cream.
Well, you can get into the topics of what you put on pancakes, what's in pancakes, how you eat your pancakes, and what type of syrups are out there, how you mix things.
So this is now your discussion. Go ahead and guide us in our pancake discussion.
No, all it should be about is whether or not you have peanut butter on them. And what would be a situation where you wouldn't put peanut butter on your pancakes?
When I really want to enjoy the flavor of what I've created in the pancake masterpiece.
So like if you have like blueberry pancakes or whatever?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Or if I just put random things in it, like tartar sauce or maybe a tartar sauce, that's just an idea. So anything like that. Any idea.
Since that was the first thing that came to your head, I'm just going to assume that is the way you like your pancakes now.
That's actually, I was in the closet about that. Just whatever you put your pancakes, you put peanut butter on it, it overrides the taste, the flavor. So I feel like...
This is just plain pancakes. Then you get peanut butter.
Then it's okay, because that's your new flavor, right? And every once in a while, you want a plain pancake day. You just have pancakes and enjoy, especially a new syrup. You want a strawberry, blueberry mix or...
Whenever you put this peanut butter on your pancakes, do you put it in a layer that's as thick or thicker than your pancakes?
I go pretty thick with it because I want to choke on it. So the milk is like a relief. It's like, oh man, yes. I'm chugging milk right now. My mouth is so dry.
The peanut butter on your pancakes is just something so you can hate yourself. We're talking about enjoying pancakes. Yeah. Do you not put peanut butter on there when you're trying to enjoy it?
Peanut butter is a bring me pleasure. And pancakes.
Who is this person that we've gone into business with?
But if you mix it with chocolate chip pancakes, which I don't normally like, I can mix that because I don't really care for the flavor of the chocolate chips that much. with the peanut butter, and you have a chocolate peanut. It's like you're eating a Reese's pancake. It's amazing. And then you get a regular syrup because you don't want to convolute it with...
I can get behind that. Sure, yeah. I can get behind that. But, maybe, dude, I'm not a huge fan
of chocolate.
I put peanut butter on my waffles. I put peanut butter on my pancakes. And I put peanut butter on my French toast. I'm more of a French toast girl than I am a pancakes or waffles.
You said girl.
He did.
That was the point.
Okay. I was confused all this time, but now I confirmed that you're a girl. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You assumed his gender the entire time.
I know.
How dare you?
Look what I did.
How freaking dare you?
So anyway, before we get into a controversial discussion.
Anyway, no, that's what I was going to transition into was the waffles thing.
Right.
Well, I've heard a lot
of people
put peanut butter on their pancakes.
Right.
But I haven't heard as many people.
Some people think that it's gross. Like, what's up with that?
I know. I know. I mean, you get around out of this area, there's tons of people like, I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to expand on that because I'm from Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. I had never heard about putting peanut butter on your pancakes until I came here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, my new step family was like, hey, we're going to put peanut butter on our pancakes. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they were like,
they announced it at breakfast. Hey guys, listen, what we're going to do today for breakfast.
Well, mm-hmm. they actually asked us if we do it. And I was like, no, I've never done that before. And then they were like, well, you should probably try it. They also pour milk on their ice cream.
I've seen
which
that.
Which I tried it. Heard. I'm not a fan. It creates ice chunks.
That's funny to me because it's like you guys were like, it's like you're talking about a serious topic. Like if you're getting a relationship, like it's almost like a sexual thing. Like, so do you guys do this? And you're like just kind of bringing it out there slowly. Peanut butter in your pancakes?
The reason I brought it up to you in the beginning was for any of those listeners out there, you know, that haven't heard of it so they could try it.
Yeah, it's really,
I was trying
really
to spread
good.
The joys of peanut butter on your pancakes.
Now, speaking of that,
and even better is the peanut butter on the waffles.
Yes, the texture is phenomenal.
Absolutely, the texture is amazing. See,
for me, I feel like waffles make sense because they make those pockets on there for some reason. And it may just be the whole extra
syrup.
You're
supposed to fill them with peanut butter.
But maybe you could fill them with something. They're pockets. Pancakes have no pockets.
Yeah.
You're not making them right.
What?
You got to make the Swiss cheese style pancakes so they have little pockets in them.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the pita pancake.
I don't know what a pita pancake is.
It's something I just made up a couple seconds ago.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I've had one of those.
No, before. I've heard of those. It's a real thing. Right? Mm-hmm. They use it in Europe.
So, hey, anyway.
In the cloudy areas.
I want to plug. Go ahead.
Waffles aren't to...
Like, seasonal.
The indents aren't in order to fill them with something. The indents are so the outside part can get crispier because waffles are supposed to have a crispy edge on the end of them and that it creates more of an edge in more areas.
T-I-L. I did not know that.
Because you know how pancakes,
the outside
edge of your pancake is crispy?
Yeah.
If you're cooking them right.
Is that the reason why they actually do waffles that way?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then that is smart.
Yeah.
And I wish I was
sure.
I wish I invented
80% sure-ish.
Yeah.
So anyway, based on something you were saying earlier, I kind of want to plug a future video podcast. Mm-hmm. We are actually going to start doing video podcasts. Maybe not super regularly yet, but we are going to start doing them.
And we will be naked, so brace yourself.
Only one of us will be.
Let me go ahead and asterisk that.
Tune in to see who it will be.
This information may not be accurate.
Nope. I'm about 80% sure. I'm pretty sure that one of us will be naked.
Which means he's about 40% sure. Okay, so what we're going to do is, we were on a previous podcast, we were talking about different foods, like strange foods, like, peanuts and grape soda.
Absolutely.
And bananas and marinara sauce. Amanda, you had one?
Watermelon and A1 sauce.
Watermelon and A1 sauce. So what we're going to do for this podcast in the future,
I know.
We're going to go and we're going to research.
Who's the weirdest person here?
Hey, listen.
Okay.
I feel like a dad right there.
You got my attention.
We're going to go and we're going to research and we're going to bring about 15 to 20 different things. And we're going to have all of us standing around this table and we're going to try each one of these different foods and actually review whether we like it or not. So I think that's going to be a very, very fun video podcast that we're going to do.
Like the shell stuff that you put on ice cream and it hardens on the ice cream.
Chocolate?
Yeah. Or like Reese's, any of that.
I'm holding my microphone so Amanda you can hear Amanda, so now you can't hear me.
But yeah, put it on your waffles.
Then stop talking.
That's good.
That sounds amazing.
So we should do that very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I think that on the video podcast, they should give us feedback on what foods ideas we should try also. And if what food item on there that most people agree is the best tasting. Or if we made it right or not, or just whatever your thoughts are on what we ate.
Yeah, so comment below on the website or send us a message that any foods that you want to see us try, any combinations of foods that are supposed to taste good, when they're mixed together that are would not typically be thought that they would go together.
Don't just watch us and judge us. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, be a part of this.
We're a family.
Anyway, so please continue on with your pancakes.
Hello. What if in this video I'm actually naked, but like I cover it up?
Get up in your microphone.
Well, we're not talking about that right now.
Oh, I was hoping you were.
No.
Because that would be a good position to actually take off from. What were you saying?
I want to ruin the surprise. So.
Okay.
Then, but who's then naked and how?
I mean,
so our next video podcast isn't just going to be for your viewing pleasure on the food. It's also going to be, you know,
for your Michael's viewing pleasure on the naked Michael.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to say who is naked. Oops.
That's a surprise. Whoever it is.
He already revealed that it's only going to be him. I don't think. I think we should draw.
I think we should draw straws.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I draw the straw and it's me. I'm just kidding. We're doing animation over the genitalia. So the animation's like doing something, but you never actually see me, so it's not inappropriate. So it's suitable for all ages.
I think an animation over your genitalia would make it even more inappropriate.
Once I finished that statement, I was like, wait a minute. It's very provocative.
What's the animation going to be? I mean, if it's
a naked turtle.
Children play in the park.
I didn't know if you were thinking of just like a big green leaf, or if you were just thinking like an elephant.
No, interacting,
His nose was like, you know, blowing water on himself, or...
So each one of those is...
It's very provocative.
It's an innuendo in itself. So
maybe it's just a smaller image, a smaller video of all of us just hanging out on the couch.
Well, I know we would need a very small image.
How would you know? Are you spying on me naked?
Absolutely.
Oh.
You walk around naked on most of these podcasts. I'm not...
That's true.
And you're actually, the one just putting it out there.
And we've had discussions with Hey Girl on this topic.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, well...
All right, so back to pancakes.
I'm the one with the pants.
Pancakes, waffles, they're...
Well, they keep doing that because every time they tell me to speak on pancakes, they derail me.
Yeah.
No, see, I was just asking about the peanut butter on the pancakes so all our viewers will know that it's good to put peanut butter on your pancakes.
Yeah, definitely.
And then for the people who already know about that, transition into put peanut butter on your waffles. That's all I wanted to say.
So I just want to tell you that this discussion right now is about to make me derail from my diet and go get some pancakes. I'm about to be like, hey, Panda, you want to go get some waffles?
Be strong.
I'm not going to do it.
I have a question.
But I want some.
I have a question, though. What is flapjacks? Is it a pancake?
No, it's a flapjack.
I believe it is just another word for a pancake.
Wait, as far as I know. Now I got to look this up. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
It's when your pancakes are flappier than they should be.
I know hotcakes are just another word for pancakes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure flapjacks are also.
I think it's the way they prepare them. They flip them in the air so they get flappy. So, and some chef named Jack is like, hey, this is a new way to make pancakes. And he flaps them in the air.
Yeah.
They were brought to you by Chef Flapjack.
According to Google, a flapjack is a pancake.
Yeah. Okay.
Gosh darn it. I thought I was onto something. It made sense.
But I think it's called flapjacks more in the UK.
Mm.
And hotcakes at McDonald's.
Yep.
So that way they can never be sued for saying. These aren't made in a pan. They're not. Yeah. They're not pancakes.
No, they're made and frozen and sent to the stores and then put in the queuing oven, which is just a microwave. So if you're getting hotcakes at McDonald's, just know that they were frozen when you ordered them and they put them in a microwave and then you're eating microwaved pancakes.
Let's not go to war with McDonald's.
I have a story about a queuing oven. When I used to work at Hardee's and they had a Monster Burger eating contest. And right when I was getting hired, they had just finished the contest and they had 90 Monster Burgers just sitting around that nobody ate. So I went in there one night and they were like, hey, do you want one of these? And I was like, yes, of course I do. But they had cooled off. So I was going to heat it up and I put it in the queuing oven. For those of you who don't know, a queuing oven is a microwave on steroids. So I put it in there for 90 seconds because thinking a minute and a half would be perfect to heat up a freaking giant burger.
Did it catch fire?
It did not quite catch fire, but it did burn my hands when I went to pick it up. It was so insanely hot. I probably only needed it in there for like 8 seconds, but it burned the crap out of me. But anyway, going back to this, I found an answer for the flapjacks versus pancakes. In the UK, flapjacks are made from sugar, butter, and oats, and they are usually served with honey.
Mm.
Pancakes are made from fried batter that is usually made from eggs, buttermilk, flour, salt, and a dash of baking powder.
And prepared differently, because I feel like... So there we go. They're not the same thing as pancakes.
No, they're not.
Right. The flapjacks are made from oats.
Hmm. By a man named Jack.
Yeah.
Who's floppy. And,
he was probably not very strong.
It's all about flopping his food. That's it.
You know, when I think of oats, I don't think of cake. So like, I can't call them a pancake.
It'd be a pan wheat.
Pan granola bar.
Yeah. You just throw some protein in there and you got it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever prepared your pancakes with a little bit of vegetable oil or olive oil in the pan first?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Makes the edges so crispy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do it so that they don't stick.
You ever make eggs with coconut oil?
I'm not talking about just like a thin layer. I'm talking about where it's sitting in it a little bit.
Oh, no, I've never deep fried pancakes.
Yeah.
I do want to deep fry French toast, though. I want to make deep fried French toast sometime.
Yeah. Mm. I have a deep fryer if you want to actually do a deep fry.
I borrowed a deep fryer from a friend and I haven't returned it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, once again, I guess I didn't get much to say about the pancakes, but you guys took it over.
Well, yeah, but have you ever played Does It Fry?
No.
I've seen Will It Blend.
I'm backing out of the podcast now.
Why?
Why?
Because I didn't get to say anything that I wanted to say about pancakes, and I've been talking about pancakes for too long.
We started
to. You interrupted me again, Josh. I'm trying to talk about pancakes, but now I'm over it, so go ahead.
We stared at you all awkwardly because we wanted you to talk about pancakes, and you just stared at us like you didn't know what to say about pancakes, so we just moved on.
If you wanted to
speak about pancakes, you had your chance.
Okay, here, can I speak now?
No.
Yes.
I spoke about pancakes a moment ago, and then I got cut off.
When
the listeners will know. They know the truth.
Not if I edit it out.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Gosh, don't interrupt. Whatever, I'm over it.
So tell us about pancakes.
Nope, I'm going to tell you about eggs.
Okay,
eggs. Let's move on to eggs.
So
where do they come from? Where did they go?
They come from birds.
Tell us about
commonly
eggs.
Chickens.
Okay.
And we were just, me and our number one fan, Amanda, over here, we're just discussing how you can prepare eggs differently.
Okay.
And different oils and stuff. And I was talking about how if you make, I asked if she'd ever had eggs.
And coconut oil.
And coconut oil. And she thought it was delicious and I thought it was disgusting.
Really? I've never tried it. So somebody needs hey, will you go, Amanda, go make me some eggs and coconut oil real quick.
Let me get right on that.
All
right.
We just going scrambled eggs and coconut oil or what?
Mine was over easy.
Yeah, mine was like medium.
Over easy?
Over medium.
I was going to say, over easy, doesn't that mean that over the schmedium. White is still runny?
Over schmedium.
I thought over easy was just that the...
yolks are still runny?
The yolk is totally runny.
Should we just keep Google open? Let me just...
Yeah, and then...
What are we Googling?
Over medium is where a little bit of the yolk is cooked. And
all right,
fried hard.
I'm going to fact check us real quick.
Over medium, you can't see the yolk. Like, there's a white part over it. Mm-hmm. And then the over easy, like, the whole yolk is, like, exposed, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on how much the yolk is cooked, whether it's easy, medium, or hard.
Rob, if you ever find yourself needing to throw up, make it with coconut oil.
What? Oh, so it's gross. But you liked it, Amanda?
Yeah, I liked it. Shame.
Never tried it.
Coconut oil. Well, however you want to enjoy your chicken menstruation, coconut oil, I recommend, is not the way to do it.
I fry my eggs in extra virgin olive oil with, and I do them over medium. So that they're like the yolk is still sticky. It's not quite hard and it's not still runny, but it is sticky.
Throw on Hawaiian bread. It's good no matter how what you put on it.
That's too many carbs for me.
It's not too many carbs for deliciousness.
That is very true.
Cheat day, bro.
One of my favorite cheeseburgers has bacon and egg over easy on it. It's like my favorite cheeseburger.
That sounds good. It's a royal burger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whenever we go to like DuCoin,
yeah.
Are you having like a cheat day before that?
Or no. Is that, like, that's going to be my cheat day. So Amanda just asked, me, we have, since we're talking about food, we have a state fair that goes on around here. And I have never really, really actually partaken of the fair food because usually when I go, I'm either like, I don't want to look like a fatty or I'm broke or whatever. So what we're going to do is I've set up an event on Facebook where we're going to go to this state fair and we're going to have, I want to eat literally everything that I can find. Every little thing that I think is good, I want to stop at it and eat it. So she just asked me if I'm going to have a cheat day before that. And I said, no, that is going to be my cheat day because I'm probably going to eat about 60,000 calories in about 4 hours and I might die. So yeah, that's a plan that I have going on.
That's the main reason I go to the fair is for the food.
For the food. Dude, yeah. I saw a couple years ago, I saw a picture from Krispy Kreme
it was
a burger in between two halves of a donut. So the donut was cut in half, put the burger in the middle. I really hope they have those because I absolutely want to try it.
That looks gross.
I would eat the crap out of it. And I want to get deep fried everything. Deep fried candy bars, deep fried Twinkies, deep fried whatever else we can find. Dude, they're so good.
No, I just...
I'm
about to.
Corn is so good.
In about a month, I'm going to have it.
I just want funnel cake, a corn dog, and maybe a caramel apple.
Bro, a turkey. You got to have a turkey leg, sausage on a stick.
No.
Deep fried. I've had a deep fried Three Musketeers, and it was amazing. I know
why I'm going to the fair.
I'm about to find out why I'm going to the fair. So Michael has his hand raised, yes?
So am I the only one that goes for the carnies?
They scare me.
The best conversations you're going to have is with carnies, because they're sitting there bored all day, and some, I'll admit some of them are really weird, but some of them are pretty good people that just are bored and they're whatever, and then you can have some really interesting conversation, because everybody else is about having fun, but they're about watching you have fun. Mm-hmm. Not because they enjoy it, but that's their job, right?
And they get money off of it.
And so they're sitting there just watching people going through, and they probably know a lot of things about people because they just watch them.
Being observant.
And push buttons and monitor safety.
So carnies, carnies do not monitor safety.
But they have a very important job that no one realizes that they're capable of doing. And that's talking to you while you're in line. Why they close the gate right before you get to the ride and you're like, dang it. So that's a conversation opportunity with some very interesting people. You learn their journey and how they got there to carnyhood. That's very interesting.
Carnyhood.
Take me up on that. That's the carny challenge. The next time you're at a fair or carnival and you get stopped right before you get to the ride and you're at the gate, because it will happen to you. It happens to all of us at least once each carnival day that you go on a carnival, right? And talk to your carny and ask them their journey, the carnyhood.
Is carny appropriate? Was that okay to call them a carny?
I don't know. But since I don't know, I feel like I can't be hated for it.
I'm going to say that he's
ignorant. He's not a hater. He's just ignorant.
Okay.
You can be hated for anything.
I was going to say, I'm going to go ahead and say that that's an inaccurate statement.
Yeah, you're
probably. Do they serve pancakes at the carnival? I know they have funnel cakes, which is kind of a pancake.
Carny cakes.
Are they made out of carnies? Made out of the remains of the carnies that have died on the rides and stuff?
For carnies, by carnies. It's only for carnies. It's a secret area that you have to go to. You have to gain access, and it's carny pancakes. They're amazing if you ever get the chance, but you have to get secret membership. I'm an honorary carny, so I know the secret booth. They take me through a trap door that goes underground. It's very magical. And
I feel like I don't believe any of that. You get carny cakes.
You have to do a secret handshake, then a hand sign, mm-hmm. and then say these words.
So it's essentially a game.
Where is the carny market? Mm-hmm. And they'll know what you're talking about.
I think we're going to lose our membership since we just put it out there like that.
I didn't say what the secret handshake is.
That's true.
So, yeah, dude, that's like they're going to go up and be like, hey, so where's the carny market? And the person's going to be like, I know not of what you speak. Mm-hmm. And if you hear somebody say something like that, you know that there's a secret something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks like that unless something secret is going down.
I know not of what you speak is, you know, them trying to get you to do the secret handshake.
Right, so
you don't know, you're not getting in.
Well, you ever notice how there's always that one building or that one booth that there's no access to? You're like, what is that? What's that tent for? Why is it always closed? Or why is that building that's next to us, that civic center or whatnot? Why is there people going in there, but we can't?
And no,
why
nobody
is there,
ever comes out.
Why is there security at the door? Because that's the carny market, guys.
Dude, you just gave away the secret.
No. Because
they still won't let them in.
There's many places like that. We just want the truth to be out there. I know this sounds like another conspiracy episode here, guys. But the carny cakes, I'm telling you, once you eat them, they will change you forever. I once heard a carny say, man, once you do acid, you'll never be the same. Right? It's like that. With their carny cakes, you'll never be the same. It changes something in your brain.
What on earth are you even talking about?
Carny cake. See, you don't understand because you've never had a carny cake.
I guess I'm not part of that society.
I've once had a carny cake smothered in carny syrup. And dude, I will never be the same.
Just admit it on air that he's eating human, but that's okay.
Nope, dude, that's not an agreement.
Hashtag cannibal.
Are you saying that carnies aren't humans? First you say, go and talk to a carny. And now you're saying that you've eaten carnies. And it's not cannibalism.
I've said none of those things. I said it's for carnies, by carnies. You said made of carnies.
I think Rob's one of us said made of carnies, and you didn't deny it.
Well, either way, I never confirmed that I ate carny meat, which even if it was, wouldn't be meat of carnies, meat by carnies. But there's not meat at all. It's a pancake, dude, with a secret ingredient that I will not disclose. So stop trying to prod. I'm not going to do it. Hey. I have an oath to the carnies.
Hey, Josh.
And
we need to inception Michael so we can figure out what the secret ingredient is.
Yep.
You'll never know.
Hey, Michael, sleep well tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There was a concealment on that part of my brain, so it's so secret that's within a secret door.
Have you not seen Inception? That's the whole point, is for us to get you to think that it's your idea to tell us.
Yeah,
it's not yours.
Deeper and deeper, and then we insert a thought. We insert the idea that you want to tell us.
Into that little brain safe that you got.
And you'll tell us next time.
But it has an antivirus thing for...
Yeah, it's falling apart, buddy. We don't believe you.
You never know.
You got to come up with a better cover than that.
Come on in here.
Michael just pretended to run away.
Okay, so this has got really stupid. I think that's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That was just plain nonsense, guys.
You wrapping it up for protection, is that what you're saying?
What?
For protection. Hey, do you want
to see that van that pulls up somewhere randomly and watches you, and you're like, man, that van's been sitting there for a long time.
That happens to me all the time.
You ever get that feeling somebody's watching you?
No.
It's the Carney Association, bro.
Hey, so do you want to go ahead and close this out and give it a shot again?
Please.
You personally. Go ahead.
You want me to freestyle this?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's see if you can do it, and I'll come in and save you.
All right. So my name is Michael, as it has been since the beginning. Next to me is Jay, who is formerly known as Jay Willie, Josh Williams, Josh, Rob. He is Rob. Amanda, number one fan, at one point in time a guest. We are all...
She looks really here
to bid you adieu,
right,
and say goodbye on this wonderful episode of Just Plain Nonsense. We hope that you guys have had a good time. I know I sure have. So anyway, check us out on
genuine laugh. I liked it.
Thank you. Check us out on justplainnonsense.com. Check us out on our Triple Helix webpage.
Try that again.
Check us out on justplainnonsense.ninja. And our webpage that Rob mentioned earlier. So rewind the podcast with the rewind button to hear that if you didn't catch it the first time. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good evening. Be blessed. I love you. We all love you. You love us. We know it. Because that's how this relationship works. And bye. Toodles. We're out.
Bye.
Toodles.
That was really good.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Is this Rhyme Robfist? This is Lola. I call to tell you your order of popsicles is ready for the pickup. Just bring your money to come get your purchase at 555-443-2141 pancake 41 zebra. That is all.